Okay, here we are back, hour number two on Friday, the 5th of August. Amazing. All right, we have one or two lines left open to fill up very quickly. The phone number, once again, better get in line now if you want to get on this hour, is 844, toll free, 844-769-2944. And we'll get you right on as soon as we can. All right, are you ready, Madeline?
You ready with your people?
Oh, they're standing by. I'm just checking with you.
Yes, you want to ask me if I have any last-minute comments?
Yes, any last requests?
Okay.
Yes,
just to remind folks that Mercury retrograde is prone to delays and rethinking. It's never a good time to sign a contract because you're supposed to be rethinking your needs, and if you sign a contract during that time, you may discover that your needs are quite different from what you thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
And
so lawyers love Mercury retrograde.
Well, contracts are also often fraught with mistakes and misunderstandings.
God, they all are. You can't understand the contract. The writing in them, all this legalese, this lawyer speak. It's all duplicitous. Interpretive theft is what it is. You can really read it so many different ways. You don't have a chance. I don't think a contract is worth the paper it's printed on, and I'd rather shake somebody's hand and look them in the eye and see if you get lucky. you know with a contract you're going to get screwed. I've never heard anyone with a contract that has really walked away from something clean without getting hurt. I don't know. Anyway. All right.
Well, it depends on a person and their cycles and their energy. So,
right.
You know, it depends on what they're creating. But
well, the only contract that's worth a damn is Smith & Wesson. Now, let's see. I shouldn't say that. All right. Too late now. I could have said Glock. Now, okay, you're all done?
Yeah, that's right, yes. And just a reminder that if somebody has a very specific question, they can call and ask me a very specific question. You know, should I buy this house? Should I hire this
person? Really?
Yes. And the time that
a very specific question. Should I buy this house? Should I buy this coat? Should I buy a bigger bra size? What do you mean a specific question?
Well, if somebody has a big question that they want an answer to.
But so it's not a micro thing like a piece of clothing. It's a larger thing.
Yeah, should I take this job or will I get this job or, you know, something
okay.
Should I marry this guy?
That's small stuff. Never mind that.
Yeah, or, you know... It could be a financial question. Should I make this investment?
If a man calls this hour and asks if he should buy pink socks, I will not say anything. It's your fault.
It's my fault. Yeah, right. It's a quick and easy way to get an important answer. It's $90 for one of those, and they're very easy.
Very good. Okay. Mercury starts when in retro again?
Mercury retrograde starts August 30th through September 22nd.
Okay. All right. Off to Alabama we go first tonight. Say hello to Frank down there. Hi, Frank. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jeff. I'm Madeline. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. And I always enjoy listening to Madeline, and I appreciate your show, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Yeah, she's a great guest, great friend.
Thank you. So how can
Madeline,
I help you?
Birthday information?
Sure.
Yes.
August 22nd, 1953, 8:44 p.m.
Wow, birthday coming up.
Yeah,
yes,
and
sir.
what's your location of birth, city and state?
It was Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, okay.
Uh-huh, on the Gulf Coast.
All right.
Okay.
She's looking.
And how can I help you?
Well, a couple of questions. first of all, about the workplace. Is my place of employment stable? And is this going to be something, a place where I'm going to feel welcome and respected and well treated?
See, you're not asking for much, Frank.
Frank, is this a new place that you're just going to?
No, I've been there about 3 years.
Oh, okay. All right. And you're just wondering.
There seem to be a lot of changes going on.
There seem to be. There are or there aren't?
I'm not sure.
All right. It's a very nebulous place to work. You have an unusual job then. We don't have to hear what it is, but you obviously are in a very interesting field of work somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Frank, it looks like you've been perhaps going through a bit of a midlife crisis or in the past maybe year and a half or 2 years.
Now, define that. We're not talking about hormones here necessarily.
No, it usually means that there is some kind of a major shift that the person feels. And in your case, it could possibly be in your work or in your home. And sometimes it's both. And that is not complete. That is going to continue a little bit longer through probably about February or March of next year. So
okay.
Probably maybe by March or April, the end of March or April, maybe you'll start to feel like you're past the worst of it. There are some fairly major shifts there. And frequently, a person has to make a fairly significant adjustment. Now, is there anything going on in terms of, are you married by any chance? You're married. And is that working out?
Oh, very, very well. But in terms of shifts, we've gone through a major shift. We just adopted 3 children.
Oh, that's huge! Yes.
Wow, it sounds like a motion picture. That's amazing. Good for you. Good for you.
So that is what I would think might be your very big shift for your home.
Well, there's some very lucky kids, I can tell. That's just great. That's nice to hear.
Thanks so much. Yeah. They're a sibling group, and they've been through an awful lot, and they're great kids. They're doing really well.
Well, under your kindness, I can hear in your voice, they're going to thrive. They should just do great. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and in terms of your workplace, I would say there's probably an adjustment going on there.
Yes.
And if you're willing to flow with it, you'll probably be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's definitely an adjustment.
And you would have said that if he hadn't said that.
What?
That there's an adjustment going on.
That shows up here in the chart, yes.
All right, very good. Anything else, Frank?
Well, a question for Madeline, an astrological question. I'm right on the cusp of Leo Virgo, and I see a lot more Virgo in my personality as I get older and less of the rambunctious Leo.
you are a Leo. Your son was at 29 degrees 40 minutes of Leo, so you're at the very tail end of Leo. But I want to explain that very early on, your son would have moved by progression into the sign of Virgo. So, we all evolve over time, and so that would have happened early on. But you do have quite a lot of Leo in you. You have South Node, Mercury, Mars, the new dwarf planet Ceres. She used to be an asteroid. Pluto and the Sun. So you have a great amount of Leo in your chart. And you're an Aries rising, meaning that your personality is that of an Aries. And Aries is quite rambunctious, actually. you know, there's a fair amount of fire in your chart.
Well, he's going to need it with three kids. You know?
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Very good. Very good. Well, Frank, thank you for calling in. I hope that was helpful. Give us a call back down the road and let us know how things are going.
Will do. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Madeline.
Okay. You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. Now, the question I have is Planet 9 from outer space. If there is a Planet 9 and it's on some weird extended elliptical orbit and it's coming back, I'm not talking about Nibiru or that necessarily, but I like Planet 9. I like that's pretty neat. But what do you think? Well, that's got to play a role in astrology. If there's a mass out there moving, the electromagnetics and other subtle energies that supposedly underscore and underlie the effectiveness of astrological readings and forecasts will have to be influenced by a new planet, no matter how loopy the orbit.
Right. Actually, it's a very painstaking process to incorporate a new planet into the zodiac.
I would think.
You have to do a lot of research. It can take years and years to go back and research what was happening. You know, first of all, you have to identify the orbit, which in these very, very long elliptical orbits that we can't really easily see, that could take you years and years just to identify the orbit, and then it will take time for astrologers to go back and be able to research what was the impact that was happening when it was in this sign, when it was this planet, trying that planet, et cetera. It's a process. It takes time. Astrology is actually a science. It really is a science. And we have to have evidence that shows things are repeatable. And, you know, it's not just it's not like a psychic, you know. We're just not picking stuff out of the ethers. It's based on objective information.
All right. Very good. Let us go on to Washington State and say hello to Jerry up there. Hello, Jerry.
Yes, hi. It's actually Gaurav, but it's kind of a tough name, but let's go with Gary for now. Thank you for taking my call.
It's Gary, not Jerry. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Madeline, thank you. I always receive your monthly newsletter. They're always a source of good guidance. And,
thank you.
And your radio show as well. So I think I spoke to you a few years back, and so without wasting any time, let me just quickly share my birth details with you.
Please.
It's July 30th, 30th July, 1974.
Okay.
The time of birth was 12:02 a.m.
Okay.
Right after midnight, and the place was New Delhi, India.
Okay, now can you spell that town in India?
N-E-W-D-E-H-L-I.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
D-E-L-H-I.
D-E-L-H-I.
Ah, D-E-L, Delhi, that's right. I always get the I and the L mixed up.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
D-E-L-H-I.
H-I.
So what is your real name, Gary?
Gaurav. Gaurav.
Okay, very
good.
Yeah,
it's kind of tough.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
So I, you know,
got it.
My general conversations.
Gary works. Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
What question can I answer for you, Gary?
So I've been passing through a bit of a tough stage since the past year, I would say. And I am in a situation where I'm not in work anymore. It happened towards the end of April.
I'm sorry about that, but no consolation, but you are not alone. Wow.
You know, one of the cycles that I'm seeing here for you is that you're in the process of transforming a number of structures in your life. Now, this process is going to continue. It's been going on for a while. It's probably going to continue through next year as well. But that doesn't mean you have to be without work. It means that you're probably looking to do something different than what you've done in the past. And it actually looks like you would do better if you could find something different to do. Is there something you would like to do that you haven't done that, you know, it's kind of in the back of your mind for years or something like that?
Yes, it's always been that I want to start my own business. I have had some ideas. I've wanted to do it, tried to do it a couple of times, but never worked out. I just didn't put my 100% because I was, I'll be candid here. I was always risk averse, comfortable in a good job. I worked at some of the best companies on the planet. And as we speak, I'm still looking to get back into the job in a market. And I have it's been 3-4 months now. So as you can imagine, some bit of frustration, some bit of anxiety is setting in.
Right.
So I wanted to, you know, my first question was going to be, do you foresee that over the next month or so there's going to be a shift? Because I keep hearing this huge change with Jupiter changing homes, going into Virgo, that's potentially going to be good financially.
Gary, what is the line of work? I didn't understand that you were in.
Oh, I am marketing.
Marketing.
I'm a marketer and in the technology space.
Uh-huh.
So I work only with technology companies, not the likes of P&Gs that sell soap and toothpaste, but in high tech world.
Have you tried headhunters? Are they any good?
Not really. It's all based on networking these days.
Mm-hmm. I figured it might be. Yeah.
Get in.
Yeah.
That's
the path. Yep. Okay.
Well, let me suggest. I mean, certainly when Jupiter moves into Libra, that will give you a little boost because Jupiter will sextile your Sun for a while. But you know what I'm seeing are these really big cycles that look like you're really ready for a change, and I hesitate to tell you that you should try to go back to something that, you know, clearly the universe is giving you a different direction, basically. And I just as an example, I mean, I used to work in the corporate world, and, I perhaps could have managed to get another job in another corporation when I left Fluke, but really, how many people would not be supported in their own work if I had done that? You see, so you have some kind of work. You have a piece of the puzzle that the rest of the world is waiting for you to bring forth. And while you're off, you know, looking for work in a corporation, you're not bringing forth that specific piece of the puzzle that the world is essentially waiting for you to do.
I absolutely want to believe that, and I do. The only concern always is, you know, you're risk averse because I can't just jump into a business because of my current financial situation or the family situation. I can't just,
right.
It's not possible. I have to have a steady income because I have two hungry mouths to feed at home. I can live on love and free air, but food.
Well, you're about to learn how to live on love and free air. So, you know, having your own business might be certainly better than that. Let me just mention one other service that might be of value to you that I do, which is that I help people by giving them a date and a time. You know, and I'm talking about maybe a 10-minute window. To start their company with the state so that they have a prosperous and financial...
That's filing your DBA.
Yeah, well, your DBA, your limited liability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I usually do not recommend something with just a DBA. You really need a structure, a legal structure to start a company to give it an actual birth from the universe's point of view. And, you know, you don't have any legal protection with anything less than an LLC. So I never recommend anything less than that. But that would be one way to have better assurance that your company would be profitable and able to take off. And I'm able to find dates where the time that you start your company looks like what you want to do. There's high growth. The finances are good. You see, it's not without challenges. Every company needs challenges to kind of push them forward. But at least you have a much better chance. And if you're in marketing, you have a far better chance than the average person who knows nothing about marketing. So you have a better possibility. And, you know, if you keep trying to do what you've been directed away from, it may not be successful.
All right. We've got to move ahead, Gary, but good luck to you, seriously, and hope things work. You just hang in there. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, let's jump down to, we're going to go through the break time. We got a little slow here. I want to get to California now and welcome Mary to the program. Hi, Mary. Welcome. Thanks for being patient. How can we help you?
Hi, Jeff and Madeline. So, I have a general question and then more specific. I've given up on having, you know, a love relationship with Jeff Runtz, so, I'm going to move on.
So have I. That makes two of us.
No, Jeff, don't do that to yourself. So, I was just curious about what, Madeline, you, about simulated reality, have you heard anything about this that we're kind of like, virtual beings and you know, we're living in kind of a computer, I don't know.
That's a very interesting possibility. I actually am familiar with the idea that we are multidimensional and that we are moving towards becoming more and more multidimensional. And that the new kids that are coming in have a different DNA from us. Their DNA is more complete than ours, or they have more access to it. And so they can do things that and remember things and do things that we couldn't do. The human is evolving and our consciousness is evolving because, of course, that is what starts everything is our consciousness. So, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, I think that's everything. Consciousness is everything.
Right.
And So how interesting. But I heard about that and I thought, oh my gosh, no, am I just living in this simulated reality or what?
Well, of course, that was what the blue pill or the red pill. I can't remember anymore. But
the
Matrix, right?
One of those. So the more specific question, Madeline, would be, so my date of birth is 10/26/56, Rochester, New York.
What time were you born?
Yeah, 10:22 p.m.
Okay, and you said Rochester, New York?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What are
my challenges, right? My fears right now? What's holding me back from, you know, what does it look like? What are my challenges and my fears and, you know, my blocks at this point that I sort of need to be more conscious of and
okay, that's a very good question. People wanting to look in and find out how to smooth the road ahead from within. That's good.
Yeah.
Now, let me just ask you a question, because you have a very strong connection to I want to say, the other side of the veil, or your higher self, or your intuition, however you want to phrase that.
It's true.
So do you use it on a regular basis?
I do, but I don't exercise it. I don't work on it. It's just how I walk through life is that I'm always, it's like I don't feel like I belong here, and yet I'm here, so.
The reason you feel like you don't belong here is, you have Moon conjunct Uranus. So Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius, and the myth about Aquarius is that all those guys came here from another star system to help create higher consciousness here on Earth, but they get here and they can't, Earth is so dense they can't remember why they're here. So you probably have some of that going on, and Chiron is also fairly strong in your chart opposite that Uranus, and Chiron was a centaur. He was half human and half horse. He was thrown out by his parents when he was born. He was born of the gods, so he was immortal, but they kind of thought he was sort of a monster, and so they threw him out. And he went off and raised himself by himself and lived in a cave and learned everything there was to learn and eventually became the teacher to the kids of the gods. So he was the teacher to Atlas, who formed Atlantis and Hercules and all those guys. And he was also a great healer. He learned all of botany and herbs and so forth. He knew how to heal people, and he was quite a musician as well. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so those elements, you see, are very strong in your chart. And if you're not somehow incorporating those into your life, the intuition and the being different and perhaps being a teacher or a musician, a healer of some sort in a different way, it would be hard for you to really show up in your power.
Okay. Well, I'm a nurse by profession, but I can't stand conventional medicine. I want herbology. And
I'm not surprised. Yeah, so I would encourage you to find a way to be in healing without being in conventional medicine.
Yeah.
That would allow you to be in your power.
This is a good idea. Very good. All right, Mary, I hope that gives you some guidance. You can always call back and set up some time with Madeline to spend with her directly and privately. So that's something to consider. Thank you for calling, and thanks for being out there listening.
Yeah. All right. Take care, you guys. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. All right. Let's zip over to Philly now. It's been in the news lately. Say hello to Mark in Philadelphia. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the program. How can we help you tonight?
Good evening, Madeline. Good evening, Jeff. Thank you for receiving my call.
You're welcome.
I've been very curious about this I don't really have a personal question about myself, but it's come to my mind many times. I wonder what Madeline would think about this. So, because I very much appreciate what she has shared with us so far this evening and previous shows to help us to as we swim through this energy soup to help us to decipher and interpret what's coming at us and what's coming through us and figure this out, because we're really, you know, we're on the leading edge of what's going on here. You know, this is it, right? So
that's right.
What I wanted to share with you also, Jeff, I brought this up, a tidbit of this up before, because I've been pacing the Mayan calendar. Now, what's interesting is that on July 26th, we entered, although people think that the calendar ended, it really didn't. These are energy, it's just deciphering energy patterns. So we just entered the year of the blue storm, and it's the number 11 blue storm. Now, the number 11 has to do with disruption and liberation. disruption, in other words, falling away of old structures and creating new structures, new possibilities, but the whole theme of it is to liberate. Mm-hmm. Now, interesting about 11, the 11.
Yeah, 11 is also associated with illumination because it's really the point at which you see what's going on. And, of course, that's happening every single day now. I mean, conventions, I mean, I don't think there's a day that goes by when something else doesn't come up.
I mean, there are no coincidences. So as we look at what we're going through, I mean, are we not in the year of the storm right now, really? I mean, what we're facing as a culture and on the whole planet, really. So the number 11 blue storm year is guided by the blue storm, okay, which if you look at the year, it's divided into four periods of 3 months each. Now, the period which will be come into effect, which is the guide, will be start in October 26th and go through January 26th, which will be the storm. So we'll be in this year of the storm, guided by the storm, and in that period, it will activate the storm. So, and here's another one for you, you guys and Jeff, this thing about, I'm very curious about this Planet Nine as well. Okay, so being that it's on a highly elliptical orbit, it could almost come at us like it's something out of the blue.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Right? So I was just wondering if there's a correlation in the bigger picture of that, of this energy of the storm. Now, here's the other thing about the storm. The storm is about clearing away the old, like a storm that goes through a forest that burns out the old growth and the dead growth and then creates a new possibility for new life. Now, what comes up next year is the number 12 golden seed year on next July 26th. And the 12 has to do with gathering, kind of like the gathering of the tribes, gathering of the different aspects of ourselves as a whole consciousness. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that for with you guys and for the audience to find out what you have to say about that, Madeline, as far as does this correlate with anything from a bigger perspective of the astrology?
Yes. The period you talked about with October 26th through January 26th happens to be a period where we're having a very, very intense time with Uranus square Pluto. Now, we've had those cycles going on since around 2010, and they're still sort of barely in range, if you will. But they're coming back. They're closer together during that period, and they're revolutionary energies. And these revolutionary energies seem to be intensifying lately because one of the newer planets called Eros has been hanging out with Uranus. And Eros is a female.
E-R-O-S?
Actually, I think it's Eris, E-R-I-S.
Uh-huh.
And she actually is a chaotic element, and that's where you're seeing all this violence that's been happening lately. And that's going to actually be within 1 degree range until October 28th. So we had another cycle that was impacting that from Mars, and so every single day we were seeing another set of violence and violence and violence, and every day we wake up to it. So and we see police killing unarmed people, and I mean just all kinds of crazy things that go on. Every day there's something going on. So these particular revolutionary cycles have gotten more intense of late, and during October through January, they're even more intense. So I would see that being, you could certainly characterize that as a storm, and it is making major changes because things need to be changed in order to create a healthy and stable economy or world, perhaps, would be more appropriate.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of that going on at this point, and it's not going to go away. I think Uranus square Pluto stays in range through early March of 2019. So it's still there. It's still going on.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. And what I'd like to say is that to me, I'm holding to this idea of regeneration. And if we can hold, I mean, by the way, Jeff, I just heard the news too about what Trump said and who he's supporting. I can't believe it. It's just blowing. Something's happening here.
Well, what they're trying to do, I'll tell you what they're trying to do, Mark. Giuliani, Gingrich, et cetera, have cornered him, the intervention, and they are trying to recast him as more of a politician. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to take away his outsider uniqueness. This is what Gingrich would do. This is what a Giuliani would do. They'll tell him you can't win unless you play the game. They're wrong. If it were me, I would counsel him to divest himself of every big heavyweight politician around him, pick an entirely new cast of support players and advisors, and go right to the people. He really fell on his face with this, and it is moving forward, but not the way I'd like to see it. He should never have endorsed Rat Ryan or McCain. This will look really bad to people.
By the way, Trump's sign in the Mayan is the blue hand. And by the way, the Hopi had one of their symbols was the hand, you know, which is a healing hand. So what it shows is capacity, capability, the power to heal, the power to grasp, the power to manage. And he is that. So I just hope that he stays. Doesn't let these people.
Well, this is a major mistake, and he is clearly being influenced by them, and it's a damn shame. They're going to take the election away from him if they want to. It's just simple. They will. That's what's going to happen. If they have to kill him to do it, they'll do it. We've had 5 mysterious deaths in the Democrat Party in the last week and a half.
Yep.
They just take people out. Maybe they threatened his family. I don't know. But from what I'm told, when he read a piece of paper on camera, and he was clearly not happy. This is not Donald Trump. He's being forced to make movements and gestures and decisions that are not what they don't come from him. It's not good.
Well,
not good.
Well, thank you, Madeline, for reminding us of the deeper aspects of ourselves and to embrace that and help us through these times. And thank you, Jeff, for having Madeline on. And I'll let go. And thank you again.
Mark.
And hope for the best for all the audience. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. Let's jump over.
And certainly, Planet Nine. If that were to come close enough, would certainly be out of the blue major challenge.
Well, now this is interesting because if you remember, I don't know if you remember, but maybe you didn't see the remote viewers, Dick Allgaier and Daz Smith, and the other one, Princess Janae, have all seen in the month of August. And again, it's not necessarily restricted exactly to the month. It could be 6 weeks. Who knows? They see a major city getting hit with something that causes a massive explosion.
Oh,
now,
my goodness.
Dick saw it coming from above.
Wow.
Now, could this be an asteroid, a meteor? I don't know. I don't think it's Planet Nine. But these things do these heavenly bodies, they call them, asteroids and meteors, come right past Earth and the Moon, in between sometimes, and they're not seen until after they've already gone past us. So we don't see everything. I don't know. And if this is a planned event, maybe because it's now been leaked, they'll cancel it. We don't know that either. We'll see.
Well,
anyway.
I think I wrote you about that warning about California, you know, that Simon Parks gave, that three guys who had access to HAARP wanted to create a earthquake, right, for California before the election. I'm like, holy cow.
We'll see. Everyone has a sense that something enormous is going to happen, that I know, and it's just not a good time. Okay, let's go to Oklahoma, and that means you, Charisse. Welcome to the program. Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I was born in Boise, Idaho, 9/25/1960. I do not have a birth date. It is not on my birth certificate.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Wait a minute. Say that again. You don't have a birth date?
No,
I'm sorry. I do not have the time. I apologize.
Time.
I'm nervous.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. Now, so you do have a birth date. That always helps. But the time...
Okay.
Okay. Now, stopwatch over there is going to want the time.
Well, I'm gonna do a solar chart for you. Tell me where you were born again. Boise?
Boise.
Boise. Okay.
That's right next door, about 20 miles from Guernsey.
Okay. All right. Now, how can I help you?
I nearly died this spring from a doctor's medication dosage mistake.
God.
Now, before that happened, oddly enough, I kept singing in my head, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, which was very, very odd.
Uh-huh.
Now, right.
I'm not prone to doing that. Now, since that very, very near-death experience, far too near-death for me, I have been singing in my head, I am a national hero. And
wow.
I have no idea where on earth that comes from either. But taking into the account that I was singing in my head, I'm alive, I'm taking notice of this. So I'm wondering...
Wow,
I mean,
what could be happening here, right?
That's a big question to throw out there, but hey, you'd be
that
the perfect
is a big
person
question.
To ask.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you that Jupiter is going to be sitting on your sun in late September and early October. So that actually is a time when you could expand yourself in some major way. So I don't know if that's necessarily related to your becoming a national hero, but certainly does offer you a big possibility for expanding. The other thing that's going on is Uranus is trying your own Uranus. And that, have you had any, I don't know, easy changes? Or have they all been pretty dramatic here?
My life is pretty easy, but I have been to 29 countries, either just
cool.
visiting or living there. So when I do make changes, they're normally fairly dramatic.
Okay. Has there been one this year besides the nearly dying? That was pretty
no,
dramatic.
No, honestly, for the last 6 years, my life has been very, very boring. Which is fine. I'm alive,
okay.
So it's fine.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, you do have this potential for a fairly significant shift. Now, are you married or in partnership or something?
No, single, never married. I was too busy seeing the world.
Okay.
When I was younger, I would have loved to have been married. Now I'm fairly old, and I just don't care.
Now, I'm going to correct you that you're not old. So, you know, when you're 90, you're old, but you're not even remotely close. So I want you to stop saying that. The possibility I would think of is one you might finally meet somebody rather unexpectedly as well. Or you might do something that's very creative and fun for you that perhaps will throw you into the limelight. So I would be focused on something that you really are wanting to create, whether it's a love life or something that you thought about for years doing and just maybe never thought you'd have the time or the inclination to give up whatever it took to do that. I would be thinking about that. I would be doing that and see if that perhaps leads you in that path to.
Well, this is very, very interesting.
No, that actually segues quite nicely into what mm-hmm. my second question is.
Right.
Okay.
Will I win the lottery jackpot?
Well, you know, if you start buying tickets, I would think maybe in late September, early October, you might do that. I can't say you will win it, but, you know, you certainly have the potential for a big expansion.
Charisse, is your health good?
My health is is okay. I'm not good. I'm not bad.
All right.
Okay.
So you've had a great life. You've seen the world. You're certainly a vibrant younger person. You're not an old elderly person at all. Come on. That's just a number anyhow. It's all about attitude and so forth. You have an awful lot available to you. And I think that's something you want to always keep in mind. You just have to figure out what it is.
You're right. And I'm just floating along without really any cares, so to speak.
Well, that's okay, as long as you're not struggling and in a bread line. Okay, things could be worse. Count your blessings. Call Madeline up and talk to her sometime for a bit. I think that might be fun, just to talk to her.
I do feel very fortunate. And, Jeff, if I do win the lottery, I will certainly help out your show.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Thank you. That's very nice.
Thank you both so much.
All right, Charisse.
Oh, you're welcome, and good luck, and start working on that creative passion.
That very sounds good. Like a very, very wise suggestion.
Okay.
Okay.
You take care.
You're
all
welcome. Right.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night.
Well, it's a nice, nice person. All right, we got, let's get to Texas now.
Okay.
And say hello to a man who uses a name that suggests cruel and unpleasant things. Chain Dog. But we'll let that slide. What can we do for you? And what is your real name? You got to have a name.
Charles.
Joe?
Charles.
Charles. Much better than Chain Dog, Charles. Come on. Come on. All right. What can we... Yeah, I got it. What can we do for you?
Well, Fukushima happened on my birthday.
Oh, God. Yeah.
311. And,
so you're only 5 years old. You have a very mature voice for a 5 year old.
Right. Well, what year were you born, Charles?
I was born, 1941 in Cleburne, Texas.
C-L-E-B-U-R-N, Cleburne.
No, C-L-E-B-U-R-N-E.
E, they put an E on it, all right.
Yeah, and that's 9:15 a.m.
Okay.
Okay, 9:15 a.m., okay.
Cleburne.
And,
there was a UFO event at Cleburne or something. Something happened at Cleburne, Texas. I know that name. I don't know what it would be. Something.
So how
What's that, Charles?
What is that, Madeline?
Oh, I was just going to ask how I can help you.
Well, I'm looking at making a major location move out of the U.S.
Expatriate.
US.
All right.
Yeah, that's a very big move. All right. Let me see here what I'm seeing in your chart here for moving.
You have a location you're already toying with, an idea that you like, Charles? Location?
Somewhere in Latin America.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would say next year you could possibly make that move, probably not before then.
I'm looking at that as well because I have to prepare my land for sale and all of my material belongings that need to be sold.
Yeah, it's what I would call an opportunity to move. You're not required to move, but you could choose to move if you wanted to.
That's basically what it is, but I'm just seeing some things that are developing in the United States that I'm not comfortable with, and I'd rather be somewhere else where it's more peaceful and nonviolent, non-war-making.
You know, I'm really close to the border. I kind of like it up there.
So it's that's what I'm looking at. And
well, it sounds like you're thinking a lot. Look, this takes a lot of planning. You got to do it. It sounds like you're the kind of a mind that can do this and pull it off.
Madeline, I have another question for you, Madeline.
Okay.
It concerns the number 11.
Okay.
Because gentleman talking about the Mayan calendar and 11.
Right.
Seems that every time I look at the computer or my phone or whatever, there is some 9-11, 3-11, 7-11, 11-11. It just seems to be 11 everywhere.
That's called a totem number. Seriously,
you know,
T-O-T-E-M, a totem number.
When you see 11-11 or something that's repeated, 12-12, that sort of thing, it means that you're in touch with spirit, that you're really connecting to your higher self. So it's a good thing. Don't be afraid of it.
No, I'm not afraid of it at all. I felt like that since the late 60s or 69 when I was in L.A., my whole consciousness shifted from what I had believed America or U.S. stood for to what I really saw what it stood for.
Right.
Ever since then. And so I've printed No Nukes posters and passed them out all over Austin in the 70s. And so I've been a peace advocate for 50 years.
Good for you,
right.
Charles. Bravo.
Yeah.
Well done.
So that's what I'm seeing, another opportunity to get in a community that's very cultural, very artistic, full of artistic people and spiritual people, and just sharing what my own spirituality is.
That sounds great. I think that would be a wonderful way to live.
Myself.
Leave your email address, and I'll send you somebody you should go visit online anyway, and just check out. There a lot of people leaving the area, and this one particular guy has some very good ideas you might be interested in.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
I listen to your show every night, Jeff. And I
very good.
In fact, I'm getting ready pretty soon to on my van. I'm going to put Rinse.com. I tell everybody pretty much every day about Rinse.com.
Well, it's very kind of you, and I think that all the help we can get, and it's appreciated.
I wouldn't do it, Jeff, if you didn't have some of the best guests that I've ever heard. I mean, it's a real education listening to your show.
Well, I get to learn, too, and that's the real fun part about it. And you're right, there's some wonderful people who are regulars here, and they represent a pretty wide rainbow of opinions and ideas and concepts, which they're more than happy to share, and it's always intriguing for me. I couldn't do this.
Well, congratulations on your tenure, 27 years, and keep it up, brother, because you're a light to the world.
Well, Charles, thank you. Thank you, sir. Salute, and yes, you know who I mean, and just keep your eye on that gentleman. He's on a very interesting track. You take care, and we'll talk again.
All right. God bless. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Charles. Okay. All right. Nice folks. You guys out there are the best, and I really appreciate you. I'm not kidding. And I couldn't do this if it weren't for you and the guests that come here, such as Madeline, are so unique, and they represent such a diverse field of interest. It's always fun to listen, and I do learn. Okay. Young lady, let's wrap it up before we run out of time completely.
Okay.
Here.
All right. You want me to tell people how to contact me?
I think that would be a good idea.
Okay. Toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And my website is Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business, spelled regular, Guides, GUIDES.com.
Or you can just click on her name in the guests section and go right to it. Polaris.
There you go.
BusinessGuides.com. All right. Thank you, Madeline. Always a pleasure.
Always fun to be here. I love it. And thank you for having me on.
You bet. All right.
All
we'll
right.
talk soon.
Take care.
Okay.
Enjoy August. Okay.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. Bye-bye.
Night. Okay. There's Madeline Gerwick. And that's PolarisBusinessGuides.com, and we'll be right back with Hour 3.